If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The
now
Co.
hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com.
How about that? Ready Mix Concrete.
Yes.
Oof. Is it ready? Yeah. It's our whole. It's in our
Just
name.
Mix it up.
It's in our name. Just mix it up. Ready.
We received a text in the text line from somebody that said, have you guys addressed the bungee cord job in Bill's truck today?
Who saw it?
I don't know who that's from. Oh, this is Laura who texted in. Oh. Laura texted
in. Laura texted
in. Laura's texting. My wife's texting.
Do I know why I know that? Because the previous text was of the trophy you have in the kitchen.
Wow, Laura. That's sweet that Laura texted in.
It is nice.
She was listening to Dr. Love.
She was. And we saw the truck, and Bill explained exactly what's happening.
Explain it, Jake.
Well, Bill's the one that has the pickup.
Paint the picture, though.
Well, I looked outside, and the gate is down, right?
The back gate.
The back gate is down, and there's a lot of a blue tarp in there covering up something, and it looks like there's
it's a 12,
10 to 15 bungee cord.
There's 18. There's 18 bungee cords on it. 18 bungee cords. It's a 12-drawer dresser that on Facebook Marketplace went to a place to someone's house, picked it up.
Did you really?
It was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
And it's going to the cap.
It's going to have to make a trip. But so it was interesting like that. And so to get it in there, you couldn't shut the. I don't have as big of truck now.
Mm-hmm.
So
pretty big.
The only way to get it in is to bungee it. So I went to Menards, loaded up, and got a bunch of bungees, and I got 18 on there. 18.
I mean, I know
there was a concern that all of a sudden with the pressure that it might just shoot out out of the truck if it might go like 100 yards in the air.
That'd be a problem.
It's like a slingshot. Yes.
Was there any thought of just rope?
No, never thought of rope. Then you got to tie the knot and all that stuff.
Right,
you can do it just right.
No, I got you. I'm not opposed to the bungee thing.
There is a bungee mechanics and mathematics. Mm-hmm. So I have all different sizes because you start to do different ones. Well, you hook them together.
Yep.
Well, all of a sudden it's like, well, this doesn't do much. I need this size with mm-hmm. this size and this size. So you have to have multiple different sizes of bungee.
This is a good bungee lesson.
Yes.
I totally agree with that.
When you go to buy your bungees, don't go, yeah, we bought 10. They're all the same length.
No, size does not fit all.
No.
It does not.
You need like eight different, six at least, different mm-hmm. sizes of bungees that you have.
Do they make six?
They do. They make six different. Yeah. It's fun.
So you did a good job of covering the dresser.
Well,
drawers.
We knew about the rain situation, so mm-hmm. we got that also
tarp.
from Menards. And then Alex, who's Sydney's husband, where you guys were at the wedding, which that will probably shock you, but you, so you've met Alex. He was a big part of this and helping me get it all put together.
Yeah, because that's not a one-man
no,
job.
No, yeah, you need
you have to lift that thing in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what was super nice was that the guy that sold to me, I gave him extra money because he helped me load it.
Yes.
Because, yeah, it was really hard because most of it's like, listen, it's not my job to load it, and it's not. This guy was willing to help anyway, but I still gave him extra money, and he was like, what's this for? I go, well, because you helped me load it. Nice. That's really nice
of you.
So
a question I have is I helped you a year ago.
So I need, so I owe you money?
No.
Is that what it is? I will pay you money.
I'm trying.
All right, Laura.
Laura. I'm trying to compare weights. I helped you move, I believe, a locker into the pickup. What was that?
The locker was ridiculous because of the awkwardness and the weight. Right. Me and Jake together.
What's the weight comparison of the dresser to this?
This is probably not as heavy and more manageable, Jake.
Okay. That was also the situation.
The locker had nothing to grab a hold of. It was four lockers sealed together. And they were built in the late 40s.
Just you and Jake?
Just me and Jake. And I go, Jake, any chance you can stop over? And we just got to load the... He looked at me like, we're loading these lockers.
We're locking this. We're loading this.
And
right
here's
here.
The deal. They were all bolted together.
Yeah.
And so
take them apart.
Couldn't take
that
them apart.
That was not easy, right?
No.
We did it.
We got it done.
We made it happen.
Yeah, we're getting a little old for
Jake's
stuff
helped
like
me. Like the Jake's. Then I'm like, Jake, need you help again? Because of his barnyard cat-like agility. He helped me put stuff above the garage doors. And then I called him up again when I had this other dresser. Oh, Jake, I need your help. Now, we didn't have to move it very far, did we, Jake?
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Jake had to come back. So anytime I'm in a bind, I call because Jake's got freak.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now, picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.
His strength.
You couldn't tell looking at him.
He does. He's he's wiry.
I'm wiry.
He didn't disagree with you.
No,
notice that?
But he's so
freakish
strong.
Strength?
He does. He has freakish strength. Yes.
In some elements, sure.
Yes.
That dresser was heavy as hell.
We just
moved it from the truck inside, you know, the house.
Literally, you guys wear gloves?
No, I don't think we did for anything. No safety measures whatsoever.
Gloves are, I think, in those situations are integral.
I agree with that.
We had to get up, you know, 2 steps. It wasn't like you're going up a staircase. There's 2 steps. Yeah. But we had to getting out of the truck and then moving it up to the...
And we had the truck backed into the garage. So we literally had to move it maybe, 20 feet? It wasn't very far. It wasn't like we're going down the basement with it or anything like that.
So you're heading out right after.
What's that?
Heading out to the cabin?
No, not right after. I have some work I got to do. But I just have... But here's the deal. When I got it into the truck... It wasn't like, let's unload it and then reload. You can't do that.
It's got to
drive around with it. So I just drove around all day with this thing. Drove down to work today with it. Are you going right now? No, not right now.
Approximate time it took to put all the bungee cords on, Bill, was?
Probably total time. You're looking at about close to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you had to test them, different ones.
It's not too hard.
And the big thing was you wanted to hold down the tarp and everything on it. But the big thing was that we just want that bad boy at about 600 pounds whipping out the back, coming down, going down 81 outside of Columbus.
That's horrifying.
That's horrifying for accident or everything. Oh, so God. That's the thing.
There's no good at that at all.
And so I overdid it. I overdid it. There's no doubt about that.
I think you did good.
I overdid it.
We want to report back at the
trip. There'll be a report.
And getting there if there's any issues.
It's been in there for 18 hours.
Hasn't made the trip yet, though.
Hasn't made the trip yet.
You know, we have not mentioned a big story from yesterday.
What's that,
in
Jake?
Sports, is that Aaron Rodgers officially going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's been a rumor for months. Now it's official that Aaron Rodgers will be the Steelers quarterback this upcoming
season. He will be the starter.
You have to assume so. It's like Mason Rudolph
and Will Howard.
I mean, it has to be Rodgers. If
Mason Rudolph and Will Howard.
It's not who's going to be first. No, you don't sign.
He's QB1.
I said this last night. They kept showing his numbers, and I was like, hang on a second. Threw for like 3,800 yards, 28 TDs, and 11 picks with the Jets.
Yep.
Jets were terrible.
They were.
So
they
I'm were like, now they've got Metcalf, right? They've signed him.
Yeah, they got DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
And they traded Pickens away.
Have pretty, you know, they're going to play good defense. You know, Tomlin's going to have that team locked down.
Wow.
And if there's any place that it's very clear who runs things,
yes,
Tomlin. And also, how about the ownership of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, the Rooneys.
Has that been done well?
Yes.
At the highest level of here's how we do things here. So
it's great for everybody.
Yeah, we want it for something to talk about. Also a chance of redemption a little bit. Because the early storyline right away is everybody's like, what? It's amazing I think the word is hatred, but the people do not like Aaron Rodgers. He's not liked. He's not. If he just did
Can I go lightning rod? Do some lightning people like him?
There's always some that do. But overall, it's just been kind of there's just been some odd things. He doesn't show up for things.
He's an odd dude.
He's so
outspoken too. Yes. He talks all the time.
Yeah, outspoken. He usually has a lot of different views, political views, different things. But so it's a lot. But here's a chance for it's like redemption. What if he goes 100. There and just doesn't say a word, works hard and takes him to the playoffs?
Tomlin seemed formidable to me.
Only place. Is there any place else he could go? If he didn't have Mahomes, Reed would handle him very well. If he didn't have Mahomes and he went to Reed, Andy Reed can handle it really well.
Oh, for sure.
There's several coaches that could handle it very well.
It's still a very odd situation for Pittsburgh because this is a team that is almost always in the playoffs. You know, ever since Big Ben, they haven't really had the quarterback. Kenny Pickett, they tried, didn't work out. Now it's last year, 1 year of Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Now it's 1 year, probably 1 year of Aaron Rodgers. Like they're a good team. They expect to make the playoffs, but they don't really have a long-term answer right now at quarterback.
The big question would be, what's the offensive line like? Because the Jets, it wasn't good.
I think it's okay.
Yeah. He was not protected well in New York. That was a big
problem. And he has very limited movement, obviously, but still.
Right,
he's 21.
41. He threw 28. So I asked Sip the question during break. Is there a lot of quarterbacks walking around that can do that? There's a lot that can't. There's a lot of teams are going like, oh, we'd like to have 28 touchdowns and 11 picks and 3,000. Yeah, we'd like to have had that. So it's kind of it's very intriguing.
It really is.
It's very, very, very intriguing.
It is.
And there's a lot of teams going, okay, let me ask you this. Do you think Pittsburgh got better?
Yeah.
I do.
I
do. I think he's better than
over Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. Yeah. Yes, they got better.
So
yesterday.
Will Howard just not ready?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, not too many true
doesn't
rookies
look
are.
To me, you know, and so he wouldn't.
So in my mind,
not ready.
In my mind, Pittsburgh got better. Now I don't know what's anymore. You have no idea because of April Fool's Day every day on the fake news stuff. I don't know what's true and not. Some of the stuff you're reading, going like, I love the comments on certain things. It's like, what is that? Well, there was one where Terry Bradshaw had made a comment.
He did.
Is it real? Is that a real comment?
Yeah, he made a comment.
He went off. Do not allow him to come to Pittsburgh.
Keep him in California.
Yeah, and that is a four-time Super Bowl champion from Pittsburgh.
There's a lot of commentary.
And so there's a lot of commentary. It's pretty harsh.
What is it?
It was from just like a week ago.
Yeah,
late May. He was on with Steelers Depot, I believe you said.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Well, this Steelers Depot, D-E-P-O-T. They at least reported this.
That's like Home Depot.
Right. He said, regarding Aaron Rodgers, says that guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere and chew on bark. This is Terry Bradshaw of Aaron Rodgers.
Imagine they meet up. Sometimes they'll be like on the field before a game. Hey, Terry, what's going on? Hey, Aaron, how are you doing?
Don't you bark, man. But no, I think if you're a Steelers fan, you should be excited because you have a team that is playoff worthy. You didn't have a quarterback, and now we've got a guy. Yes, he's older, but it's Aaron Rodgers. Guy wins. Wasn't good last year with the Jets. I mean, the stats were good. The team stunk with the Jets.
How about some of the late money he's made? What's he making this year? What for 1 year?
I didn't see the contract.
I bet it's pretty good.
Late money's good.
Yeah, late money. These 1 year deals are just like, okay, I'll take a little.
How much does he have left in the tank is the big question. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. He got through the season.
It looked a little rough. Bill, I did see two Jets games last year, and it looked a little rough.
It did. I agreed with that. But then the Jets looked rough all the time.
They did. That's the thing. So, he wasn't protected very well. Yeah.
Sounds like it might be a 1 year. $10 million deal for
pretty
Aaron
good
Rodgers.
Deal. So, pretty good deal.
No big deal. Yeah, $10 million.
No big.
I guess it's okay. I guess that worked.
Take that. Put it in a nice little CD.
Yeah.
Tuck it away for a couple years.
So, I guess job, Steelers fans. We can ask AD if he feels happy about this. Big Steelers fan. Yes. AD is. But I think he'll be okay with that.
I would think so. It's great for us. It'll be something to talk about every week.
Yes. Well, 100. Are you sticking around, Bill? You got to roll.
I got to roll.
Okay. Well,
whoa, where are you going?
I have a meeting that I need to attend.
Okay.
A situation I have to attend.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yes. We'll see you Monday. When we come back, we will eat jerky. Smoking gun.
Okay. That's good.
It's a taste test Friday.
All right.
You know what? Hang on.
You going to stick around?
I have to do this for Joe. I cannot miss the jerky. And I'm going to be – I'll send a text. I'll be late to one of my meetings.
There you go.
It's okay, but I cannot miss this. No.
All right.
Not for smoking gun. They're too good to us.
All right.
Can't do
Bill,
it.
Bill, let's stick around
like
for one
jerk?
More.
Oh, yeah.
We're eating jerky next with smoking gun, an early break in the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.